I come from the other side of the street. You know, I've done a lot of dirt. I had a good, very good upbringing, brought up in the church, but chose to live in the streets and run the street life. And by the time I turned 18, I was headed to the penitentiary for aggravated felonious assault and numerous drug sales. And it was all bad. And I'm originally from Troy, Ohio, Miami County. And I'm the same guy that I was there. Just they had no programs. No one reached out to help. When you at the rock bottom or when you get told no, you can't. That right there, how you respond to that whole you can't, how you respond to that defines you. Anyways, I went and did that little time. I did 3.5 years or 4 years at 19. Got out when I was like 20-some. And when I got out, I kind of dibble-dabbled. Never been back to prison, but I kind of dibble-dabbled back in the streets because I really didn't know how else to operate or to make ends meet. Didn't really even know another way to think. But thanks be to God, I started thinking different. I started wanting things different. My desires start changing, my motivation. Some people call it growing up and maturing. And I just really believe it was God giving me a hunger for something else. So time started to change with the depression. Seemed like all the chaos and the jobs, losing the jobs and all that just started to happen. While that was happening, I was being blessed. Work was just there for me. God just began to bless, and I wasn't making much, cutting grass, and was able to clean out houses. I knew we was going through a hard time, so I was willing, hey, I don't care how big your yard is, I'll cut it for $12, $13 if I could just get 100 yards for that much. And then I ran into Mr. Dalton, the public works supervisor in Trotwood, and he knew I was trying to run a business, and he just told me more or less quit playing with it and gave me some direction and then led me to HRC, Human Relations Council, downtown Dayton. They helped me get what certification, what paperwork I needed, and I needed to be mentored. I needed that guidance, you know, and they gave me that and just helped me to get on my feet. You know, and one thing they didn't do was play with me. You know, they didn't tolerate no BS, no nothing. If this is what you want and this is what you're trying to do, we're here to help you. Miss Marcy Wright at the Human, God bless her. I love her so much. She was the one told me that when you work, you get on your feet, you work, your business is flourishing, you're hiring people. This is helping the city. That's when I'm succeeding. When you're succeeding, this is what makes us all succeed. We do a lot of remodeling houses, from painting to drywall. You got a hole in the floor, replacing the floor tile. From residential to commercial to janitorial to construction, whatever it is you may need. And, you know, it didn't happen overnight. But it is possible, I know, because I'm living proof, to make it through and make it through hard times, you know, if you just keep pushing. I love Dayton. Dayton has helped me, shaped me, helped mold me in more ways than one.